take our seat with the esteem and humility and dignity of the Buddha that we are. That we take our posture in a way that allows us to feel alert and awake. So you're sitting upright, aligned, sense of balance. You're not leaning forward or backwards to the sides, but really centered. Also to sit with a way that you feel a kind of ease, that you can relax the muscles, whatever's not required, just to hold you upright, to see if you can relax a little more. Inviting yourself to arrive right here and bringing some interest, gentleness, to sense what this moment's like, to feel the sensations in your body. To sense whatever mood or emotion might be predominant. Whatever mind state you might have come in tonight with. So it's as if we're kind of gentling in, becoming more intimate with our own experience. Sensing what brings you here tonight, what your intention or aspiration is for the evening. Sometimes just asking, what really matters to me? Feeling also our shared aspiration that this waking up of our hearts and minds might ripple out and be of benefit to beings everywhere. So we open as a community. It's called Sangha, spiritual friends, with the chanting of Om. We'll chant three times. We'd like to bring the palms together as a way of really collecting your attention in that sincerity of heart. Inhaling deeply. Letting your senses be awake so that you're aware of the sounds around you. Listening into the space that's here in the room. You're aware of the soft sounds that are right here, including the sounds of these words that appear and disappear. and aware of the spaces that are between sounds. The quality of change or flow, the ever-changing flow of sound. Aware of perhaps the more distant sounds. And sensing awareness as more vast than the most distant sounds you can perceive. Noticing that there's nothing to do when you're listening. It's perhaps the most direct template of pure awareness, in that there's just a receptivity and a spontaneous knowing of sound when it arises. You can't go after a sound. You can just be awareness. Be the silence that's listening. With the same receptivity that you listen to sound, you can listen to and feel the sensations in the body. Take some moments to notice if there are areas of particular tension or tightness, and then just sense the possibility of softening and receiving the sensations, letting them float in awareness. Softening in the shoulders, and just letting those sensations float, received in awareness. Softening the hands, feeling the sensations inside the hands, and just receiving them. Letting them float in awareness. Let there be an openness to the chest. Just feel the sensations of the heart area. Perhaps softening, smiling into the heart a little. And letting those sensations float in awareness. Loosening, softening the belly. Receiving the life that's right there. feeling the legs from the inside out. The dance of sensation there, and just receiving. Not interfering in any way. As if you could listen to and feel that whole region. Receptive awareness. Feel the feet, the life, the vibration, movement of sensation in the feet. Again, just receiving. And if you widen the lens now to include the whole field of sensation, not stopping anything, just listening to and feeling this moment-to-moment dance of aliveness. When the mind drifts into thoughts, as it inevitably does, just notice without any judgment, with a friendly, curious quality of attention. Okay, thinking, and then relaxing open, coming back to this aliveness right here. Receiving this moment, the whole moment, through your senses again. Listening to and feeling the moment. The mind is very active, you might find that there's more stability or quieting by allowing the breath to be in the foreground, so that you're receiving the breath as if you're receiving and listening to a whisper or a current of aliveness. It's a soft, close-in, intimate attention. Wherever the breath is easiest to feel. Notice what happens when your mind gets pulled off by something that's compelling. Just watch your mind. And see if there can be that same receptivity still listening to and feeling the moment. When the body habitually contracts, tightens, we get pulled away from that open, listening presence. So you might just take a moment to see if it's possible just to relax a little bit more right now. Re-relaxing perhaps in the shoulders. Re-softening the hands. Softening the belly. You might check your face, slight half smile. The eyes soft. Opening the attention again to listen. Sensing the openness of the awareness that sounds are happening in. Again, receiving the moment with all your senses.